creepy tales of Hollow Hills, we will journey deep into the legends of this awkward little town. Today's episode, The Witch of Hollow Hills. This podcast is presented by VCDI and TCDI. The air was thick with the scent of autumn leaves, and the moon cast a pale glow over the darkened forest. Three friends, Lena, Chris, and Derek, had set out to camp near the outskirts of Hollow Hills. Drawn by the legends of the area, as they set up their tent near an old, gnarled oak, they could see the silhouette of the hills looming in the distance, casting eerie shadows. As the night fell, they gathered around a small campfire, the flickering flames casting an orange light that barely penetrated the darkness. The only sounds were the crackling of the fire and the occasional rustling of leaves in the breeze.
You guys ever hear of the story of the Witch of the Hollow Hills?
Derek asked, breaking the silence. His face was half lit by the fire, his eyes gleaming with a hint of mischief. Chris rolled his eyes.
Come on, Derek. You and your stories.
No, really.
Derek insisted, leaning forward.
They say that there was a witch who lived in these woods a long time ago. She was feared by everyone in the town. People claimed she could curse you with just a glance, make your worst nightmares come true. When the town folks finally had enough, they formed a mob and chased her deep into these woods. And they say she was never seen again, but her screams echoed through the trees for hours. And ever since, anyone who ventures too deep in the forest might still hear those screams and see her, if they're unlucky.
Lena shivered despite the warmth of the fire.
That's just an old story, right? I mean, there's no such thing as witches.
Maybe,
Derek said with a shrug. But they say if you hear the sound of whispering and the scent of damp earth, the witch is near, and if you hear her chant, it's already too late. The fire crackled louder, and a sudden gust of wind swept through the campsite, causing the flames to flicker. Lena, Chris, and Derek look around, the wind carrying it with a faint hint of something earthly, like freshly dug soil.
Do you guys smell that?
Lena asked, her voice barely above a whisper. Before anyone could answer, a distant, faint whisper reached their ears. It was so soft that at first they thought it was just the wind. But then it came again, clearer this time, like a voice just out of earshot, speaking in a language they couldn't understand. Chris stood up, looking around nervously.
Derek, if this is some kind of prank, it's not funny.
I'm not doing anything,
Derek said, his face pale.
I swear!
The whispering grew louder, more insistent, and the smell of damp earth intensified. Shadows seemed to move at the edge of their vision, creeping closer. Lena's heart pounded in her chest, and she grabbed Chris's arm.
We need to go, now!
She said urgently. They turned to leave, but as they did, the whispering turned into a low, sinister chant, echoing through the trees. The air grew colder, and the fire suddenly died, plunging them into darkness.
Run!
Derek shouted, and they bolted through the forest, the chant following them, growing louder and more frenzied with each step. The woods were a maze of twisted branches and thick underbrush, but they didn't stop. Panic drove them forward, the darkness pressing in around them. Lena could feel her breath coming in ragged gasps, her heart pounding so loudly she thought it might burst. Suddenly, the chanting stopped. They skilled to a halt, the silence more terrifying than the noise had been. The forest around them was unnaturally still, as if the trees themselves were holding their breath. Then, out of the corner of her eye, Lena saw a figure standing in the shadows. A woman, tall and thin, with wild hair and eyes that glowed with an unnatural light. Her clothes were torn and dirty, as if she had been wandering the woods for centuries. Her mouth was moving, whispering words that Lena couldn't understand but could feel. Words of ancient dark power. Lena's blood ran cold and she stumbled backward, the figure's eyes locking onto hers.
"We need to go,"
she whispered, her voice shaking. But before they could move, the woman raised a hand, and the ground beneath their feet trembled. Roots and vines sprang from the soil, snaking around their ankles, pulling them down. The forest seemed to come alive, trapping them in its embrace. With a voice like hiss carried on the wind, the witch's chant rose to a scream. She took a step forward, her face contorting into a mask of rage and vengeance. Lena could see the hatred burning in her eyes, could feel the icy coldness of her intent. The witch lunged at them, her hands outstretched, finger-like claws ready to tear into flesh. But just as her fingers were about to grasp Lena, the witch's figure flickered and vanished, leaving nothing but the lingering smell of damp earth and the sound of the forest settling back into silence. For a moment, they lay on the ground, stunned and breathless, the vines retreating back into the soil as if they'd never been. The only evidence of what had just happened was the echo of the witch's scream, fading into the night. Slowly, they got to their feet, their hearts still racing, the fear still fresh in their minds.
"We have to get out of these woods,"
Chris said, his voice shaking. Without another word, they turned and fled, not stopping until they've reached the edge of the forest. They never spoke of that night again, but the memory of the witch's glowing eyes and the sound of her chant would haunt them forever.